The delightful strains of Unforgettable can only mean we're at an unforgettable SARA event, which is saving and rehoming animals, and we're about to speak to the fabulous Joy King Lane. How are you, Joy?
I'm fine today. The weather's absolutely brilliant for an event like this. We've got music in the background all afternoon. We've got cream teas inside. We've got 20-odd stall holders selling a huge variety of goods, and everything's swinging great. Thank you.
Now, this is the first time we've actually met in person. I have to say it's a privilege to connect with your good self. I know we promised to actually be here at one of the two events. A few weeks ago, of course, June the 30th was the Family Fun Day. That was actually at the location of SARA. I gather a great success.
It was. We had lots and lots of public coming. We saw lots of ex-SARA dogs. We managed to get some interest in the dogs that we show from SARA that we've got in residence at the moment. And we made a huge £1,876, which is the most we've ever raised at a fun dog show. So we were all dancing up and down because that money will go towards vets' bills.
Absolutely. Nicola Watkins with us today, making her debut as far as the Rushpool Hall is concerned, and SARA. So Nicola, as a student at the University of Teesside, questions from yourself.
How do you rehome any other kind of animals, or is it just dogs?
We have dogs, we have cats, and we have rabbits. Sometimes the dogs have puppies whilst they're with us, sometimes the cats have kittens. And if we do have any other wildlife brought to us, we're in close contact with Whitby Wildlife, Alex at Whitby Wildlife, just outside Whitby, and we take wild animals to her.
Very nice. It's cute. I like it.
Looking around at the setup that you've got here today, I can tell it's going to be a fantastic event. The reason for this event, though, is quite clearly you need to raise the capital to keep SARA in business, because obviously the fantastic work you do, Joy, with respect to saving and rehoming animals is critical on the basis of vest bills. I was quite astounded at the kind of we're talking substantial sums each year that are needed just to keep SARA in operation.
Yes, it costs £180,000 a year. We do have four permanent staff, but the vets' bills are over £50,000, and we are non-discriminatory against medical conditions and against looking after our animals. So if any animals come in that need thousands of pounds spending on them, somehow we'll get that money raised.
And it does provide such a tremendous and important aspect, because for people who find themselves either unwell themselves or fretful about what's going to happen to their favourite pet, cat or dog, etc., knowing that somebody like yourself is there is pretty essential.
We are following the ethos of the original founder, Anne Prosser, who started the whole charity off 20 years ago. And she wanted the animals, if they were elderly animals, she wanted them to be sent out with a pension plan so that and older animals weren't overlooked because of their age. So we will pay any age-related vets bills. And similarly, if any animals come in with preconditions like asthma or heart murmurs or diabetes, we will continue to pay those vets bills for the rest of that animal's life. And we also say, once they've been through our doors, if for any circumstances like unemployment, illness, new landlords, we will always take SARA animals back at any time in their life.
That's fantastic. I know Toffee and Darker from our very own producer Minty were delighted with their experience, and someday, Joy, they'll come back and thank you. I know that. Now, looking ahead, we've got music in the background, as you said. We've got some fabulous things inside, as well as, of course, the cream tea. I love the actual teddy bears, which actually say, "I'm a SARA bear, adopt me."
Yes, we do have links with various retail shops who end-of-line goods, they will pass them on to us, or we do have people who will donate brand-new teddy bears. And so because we had so many, we thought it would be really cute if people can't adopt an animal through allergy or funding or home circumstances, at least they can adopt one of our huge range of teddies and offer them a home because they are a SARA teddy bear.
Well, I think I actually sort of purchased a thing for Nicola. You can actually have your official SARA bear to look after today.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
Can you share with us some of the other exhibitors and who they are, some name checks, Joy?
Yes, we do have Hazy Daisy accessories that are selling a wide variety of clothes and lanterns and candles and china goods. We also have Danny Delights. She sells vegan and vegetarian food that she makes at home. We have our usual tombola and raffle, but they are at market prices today because of this wonderful event venue. We have a lady who sells homemade cushions. We have Doll's House furniture. We have bric-a-brac. We have glassware. We also have...
It's a win-win situation, clearly, Joy. And we'll be interviewing and chatting to some of the exhibitors as our little audio postcard continues. We'll also be hopefully following Sara through the next 12 months, so supporting you from that perspective as well. And I'm sure people who are listening to this, if they are unable to get to the actual event itself, there'll be lots of other fundraising events that they can attend coming up in the near future.
Absolutely. Our next event is on Saturday, August the 4th. It's our Happy Birthday Sara event. We will have been at Foxrush Farm 11 years on Kirkleatham Lane. We have a wonderful big, huge birthday cake that we share with everyone. And again, there are farm tours, there are stalls. Ex-Sara dogs come and we do a big photo shoot with it being the Happy Birthday celebration. So it's a massive reunion of all the Sara dogs that we've had in the past.
And I've got to ask the question because our listener will be keen to find out, what's the situation with Blind Ben, the dog, the canine dog?
Blind Boris.
Blind Boris, yeah, sorry. There we are, you see. Blind Boris.
Blind Boris, yes. He is about to go to the vets, actually, to see if it's worth taking his cataracts off and giving him some sight. So we're waiting on the vet's advice with him. He is 12 years old, but he has still got a sprint in him, and he is such a gentleman. So we had the Fun Dog Show quite recently. There was a little bit of interest shown, but again, because he's 12 years old, he will go out with a pension plan and will pay for any age-related illness that may come. But he's a jolly chap, he's a lovely gentleman, and he's just waiting to be rehomed and have his forever family.
Fantastic news. We're actually now about to speak to the chair of Sara. That would be the fabulous Anne Davison. How are you, Anne?
I'm very well, thank you.
And you have personal contact, of course, with Toffee and Tarka, because you actually were responsible in terms of putting in that phone call that enabled one of our producers to rest easy, really, shall we say.
That's right. It was an absolute emergency situation with that lady not being able to look after them for a while. Yeah. And it's not often we take dogs into board because all our kennels are usually full. Sure. But we knew this was an absolute emergency and we all pulled the stops out.
So good. Now, we're here at a fantastic event. Just share with us, is being, I know when you're a chairman of any organisation, there are lots of things that sort of work through that. A bit like the swan, you're sort of serene on top whilst paddling like mad underneath. How long did it take to set up this event?
Not long this morning, because Rushpool Hall had been very supportive. They had all the tables ready. And yes, we were all packing up yesterday to bring everything. But every event is different. This is our first one here, but I'm hoping they'll ask us again. So it's Jam and Cream Scones this afternoon. We've got the ukulele band and singers outside. So I can imagine it being really nice. And, of course, the weather's perfect.
Exactly.
So what more could we wish for?
Precisely. Nicola?
What are you most looking forward to for today?
I think the atmosphere. And we are so well known in the area for Sara. We have a huge reputation. And people come from far and wide when they know we're doing something. Every event we have usually at the farm, you know, last week it was a Fun Dog Show. It was amazing. Yeah, a lot of support locally.
We're certainly looking forward to making our first trip to the Kirkleatham Farm. I'm still saying, though, as I said to Joy earlier, I still think you should have actually, you've got Sara, but if you changed it to Redcoat, it would have been Rara. Did you ever consider Rara as opposed to Sara?
I don't think so.
No, it's okay. It's saving and rehoming animals as opposed to Saltburn and Animal Rescue Association.
We started there 22 years ago and we met in the library. At that time, we were just friends, joined a group, and we were fostering dogs that were strays. And then a year later, we became a registered charity. And from then, I was always the main fundraiser. And at one time, we had nearly 500,000 in the bank, and we knew we were at crossroads. We always wanted our own animal sanctuary. There's a real need in the northeast because there is a lot, sadly, of animal cruelty. And we bought this derelict farm, you know, from the council, and loads of help and support came to do it up. And since then, every year, we've had one major project. And this year, it's renewing the 8 original kennels that used to be pigsties. And then we made those into 8 kennels. And now, because of drainage problems, we're doing those up.
Well, we're delighted to support you both from Southside Broadcasting's perspective, also Siren Radio's perspective. You're kind of our little adopted charity as well, so carry on.
I'm glad to hear that. Anything you can do for us, particularly if you can in your own way, we're growing and we need urgently more volunteers. That is a priority for this year. because we've got four new kennels built. We're doing the 8 up. It's going to increase the volume. And we need volunteers to spend in our gardening. It's a wonderful atmosphere up there.
Might be worthwhile, Nicola, thinking about sharing it with some of your student friends at the Teesside.
I'm also very interested. I love animals and I've been a vegan for 2 years now, so I'm definitely interested in stuff like that.
We have a health and safety policy and they must be over 18. And sadly, we're not able to take anyone with severe disabilities because we haven't space to look after the carers and themselves. And our animals are unpredictable. It wouldn't be wise. But able-bodied, we do dog walkers, look at the cats, fundraising, gardening. We've got a wonderful new sensory garden that the weeds are coming up. And
it's a win-win situation, obviously, Nicola.
It is, yeah. Please. I'm loving life.
Come, you'll be made very welcome. Everyone is.
So we started our little audio promenade inside Rushpool Hall, and we're delighted now to speak to a fine soul who's got all sorts of wonderful things in fact, describe what we can see, Nicole.
Oh, just a lot of wonderful dog plates going on here, which I absolutely love.
We've got dog plates, we've got... who are we about to speak to? Your name?
Bric-a-brac stall.
So share with us the bric-a-brac stall. How did you first come up with the idea?
Anything as a fundraiser, we'll do anything as a fundraiser. We get gifts given, we get things given. We've got the charity shop at Gisborough. We've had that for about 5 or 6 years. And anything surplus and anything quite nice, it's, got sort of Ainsley pottery and things like that and plates. Anything that's surplus from the shop will use as bric-a-brac stall.
And what was it about Sara in particular that appealed to yourself? Why have you decided to actually support this particular event?
It was before I was retired and I took my dog to the vets and there was a girl from Sara in the vets and she had a kitten. And the kitten had had its eyes burnt with a cigarette lighter by a boy. And I thought, when I retire, I'm going to join Sara. And when I retired, that's what I did. So we've been fundraising ever since. At first, it was just we fostered animals. We didn't have the premises till we bought the farm. So we've all fostered in the past. We've had cats and dogs. And I used to foster for another charity as well, Greyhounds Galore. I used to foster greyhound pups for them as well.
So in many ways, following in the footsteps from St. Francis, continue the good work in Teesside today. Are you looking forward to the event at Rushpool Hall?
Yes, it's a new venue. We've not done it before, and it'll be nice to see what happens at the end of the day, yes.
Well, we've stepped outside again, the fabulous Rushpool Hall event, and we're delighted to speak to two fine supporters who have come here to actually lend their positivity to the event that is saving and rehoming animals. And we're speaking first of all to...
Irene
and
Sarah.
Sarah, oh, I've got to come to you first, Sarah, because Sarah, named after Sarah. Why? Obviously, there's a connection there. How did you first find out about Sarah as an organisation?
I think it was through my mum's friend who actually volunteers her services to Sarah.
So there is a connection there in some way, shape, or form, from that point of view. And in terms of what they do, have you visited the farm? Were you there at the family fun day?
Yes, yeah. We visit as often as we can. Right. Support them.
And is it a case of, when I'm dealing with my students at Lincoln, you can guarantee, no matter how hard-bitten they may be as journalists and so on, show them a fluffy animal, is there an ah effect that comes across?
Oh, definitely. There has to be.
Okay. Nicola.
What does, the charity sort of, rehoming animals, what does that mean to you?
I'm a big animal lover, so it means everything. I think support the local rehoming, you have to. There's too many strays.
We'll just move over to our other interviewee. Same question. What does it mean to yourself?
Well, it's giving animals a second chance, isn't it? You know, a well-deserved second chance. It's a shame that a lot of animals are chucked out on the street for no fault of their own. Or you get some of the owners have died and, you know, but everything deserves a second chance.
Very sage words. Any other thoughts, Nicola?
Wonderful. Do you have a favourite kind of animal? What's your favourite kind?
Yes, cats are my favourite, but I love everything, you know. But cats, I've got four. They're all rescues, but not from Sarah, unfortunately. But, the next one will definitely come from Sarah,
Yeah. There we are. You've recorded and on tape, and the contract is now sealed and delivered, so you can double check that. You're listening to Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting on location on a fabulous July 8th Sunday, the day after England qualified for the semi-finals of the World Cup. Yes, I had to mention it. We're looking forward to obviously a fantastic Sire event. And as the musical delights in the background continue, everyone, we're pleased now to be speaking to
Stan Davidson.
The Stan Davidson.
The Stan Davidson.
Fantastic. Now, Stan, we've been hearing tales of ukulele playing and so on. Is that going to be under your auspices today?
That's what we're going to do. We're going to play a lot of songs from 1 o'clock till four, from the 50s up over to present day, yeah.
And your colleague, who's also arranging the technology as we speak behind us, is...
That's right, that's John Barton.
Hello, John Barton.
Hi there, how are you doing?
That's the John Barton, presumably.
That's the John Barton, the one and only.
I could go into the Devil's Gallop, I could go into Dum 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 Dum, but Nicola, it would be over your head.
Yeah, sorry.
Exactly. And it's not one that we do.
Maybe you should consider it. What is it about this Sara event that appeals to your good self that said, yeah, okay, we're going to go and perform there?
To be honest, we just perform anywhere, it's good to support a charity that that is so worthwhile and supporting animals and looking after animals and rehoming animals. So, and on a day like this, what could be better than playing outside?
Outside, too true. Yeah, it's lovely.
It's like Glastonbury comes to Saltburn, isn't it?
Well,
mud.
Let's wait until we play, and you can make your mind up on that one.
It'll happen. Nicola, questions for yourself.
Yeah, 1 till 4 is a very long set. Do you have like a favourite song that you like to play? Do you close with it?
We have lots of favourite songs. We're not going to play for the whole 3 hours. I think there's another gentleman here on a guitar who's going to have a spell in the middle. But we've got enough to play for 3 hours if we need to. Yeah. And it's everything from the 40s, 50s, yep, Buddy Holly's, Beatles, modern stuff, a bit of everything, really.
A touch of heartbeat, perhaps?
There is indeed a touch of heartbeat.
Yes. Can't leave the heartbeat.
Exactly. Don't matter anymore?
Yes, we're doing that one as well. You've seen our set list, haven't you?
Yeah,
Where can people actually book you, though? I mean, obviously, people who are coming today at the Sire event will obviously appreciate the joy. Are you online? Are you available? Do you have a website?
We don't have a website, no. But if people want to book us, they can come up and talk to us, and we're happy to play for any bar mitzvahs, birthdays, holidays, christenings.
We were talking with one of our regular correspondents from Detroit, actually, Carrington McDuffie. She's over in Seattle now, but she's a great ukulele player. Mm-hmm. What is it about the ukulele that particularly appeals? I mean, apart from George Formby.
Well, in some respects, it's a simple instrument to play compared to a guitar. It's a fun instrument. It's a social instrument. It's an instrument that really suits getting together and playing in a group, I think. I think Formby has something to do with it, but I think it's moved on a lot from George Formby days, and there are a lot of people playing ukuleles now,
Over the last 10 years, yeah. It's really taken off. There's groups all over the place forming up and reforming.
It's become a ukulele crazy world. I noticed you've got a young lady who's in the background there. Now, is this a young fan or is this a relative?
No, she's my granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
This is Josie, yes.
Hello, Josie.
There we are.
And... in terms of your next event, where are you performing after this gig today?
Isn't it?
2 weeks today, we're doing a charity barbecue in York, which is a friend of ours who organises a charity for somebody that passed away quite young. We were playing yesterday at the Teesside Ukulele Festival, which you may have heard about, in Radcar College. That was an all-day event with a lot of people and a lot of good groups playing there all day, 10 till 10.
The most important thing, gentlemen, is you've got a good, solid, robust gazebo, because I think that's always essential when you're doing outside broadcast things.
There's a touch of sarcasm and irony in there, I think.
No, I raise that on the basis of a couple of weeks ago, we were covering a Lincolnshire show, and the Lincolnshire Football Club gazebo was having lots of challenges. We had to sort of provide support to hold it up. So this, by comparison with Lincoln City, of course, very close to being promoted this year, and indeed winners of the Checker Trade Van Trophy, this is substantial. They would have killed for this gazebo in Lincoln.
I think we're just thankful there's no wind.
That's right, yeah.
We have returned inside and looking at a sign which says grand draw tickets sold here, £1 each, with, of course, cream tea tickets and a variety of other things. We're delighted now to be speaking to...
Eileen.
And...
Maureen.
So Eileen and Maureen, both Sara supporters, no doubt, as well as active folk within this. The long term, share with us your journey then, Eileen. How did you get involved with the whole process?
I was one of the founder members with my... friends who were, we were all a bunch of social workers.
Saltburn Library, I believe. You started at Saltburn Library?
No, even before that. We started in a house in Saltburn. There were six of us originally, but very quickly we sort of moved to Saltburn Library. But yeah, my friend, I worked with Anne Prosser, who was the mainstay. She was always the visionary. And we started it because we were forever collecting animals. We would go out looking at children and come back with animals.
It's just as well you actually sort of got to the animals and not started collecting children, otherwise that's another issue entirely, which we won't go into, at Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Line. Clearly Anne be looking down from on high, looking at this whole system now and saying, this is what I envisaged, because it really has come along in leaps and bounds, hasn't it?
Absolutely. She would be so delighted, you know, to see how well we're developing. And our leader now, Anne Davison, she just followed on from Anne and built on it. It's wonderful.
So we had a chat with Anne earlier, and I think I did confirm the surname was Davison, because I thought, actually, Anne Prosser has not come back for the actual system. No. Who knows? Not beyond her power. And your own journey to Sara, were you also one of the founders?
Well, No. I retired. And after 3 years of retirement, when I was 65, I retired.
Can't believe that. I thought you were just in your 30s. Goodness me.
Wow. And after 3 years, I thought, this is no good. I'm going to have to find something to do. So I went up to the farm in Kirklees, and because I only live near the golf course at Redcar, and went in and was put on the phone line, which after 3 days, I thought,
I think we might have spoken. I might have actually called you and spoken to you. Oh, you've left phone lines.
6 years ago. And I thought, this is not for me. Didn't know the answers to anything. When you're doing your own work, you can speak about your own things on the phone, but this was totally alien to me. So I said to Anne Prosser at the time, don't think I'll be able to do this, Anne. So she said, well, can you write letters? I said, well, I can write letters. So I ended up doing the letters, I had to do the invoices. So I did the minutes of the meetings, the exec meetings. I'm now the secretary.
There we are.
And it's gone from one thing to another.
Exactly, strength to strength.
Chief organiser.
Well, Nicola, I think, is being gradually weaning towards taking some more active part in this, as one of University of Teesside scenarios. Questions for yourself, Nicola?
Are you hoping for a good turnout today?
We are really hoping for a good turnout today, because it's such a lovely place and it's such a lovely atmosphere, and it's for a good cause. What more do you want? It's lovely. Yes.
We've got lots of lovely stalls, and it's full of...
In a complete break from tradition, I'm going to actually sort of break into the Southside Broadcasting account and actually purchase some grand draw tickets and probably a couple of cream teas as well, so it'll be our first scenario
on the grand draw.
Well, whoever wishes to take our money, we're happy to donate it at this particular stage. I'm sure you'll say that's good. We'll go for those cream teas as well. Ladies, it's been fabulous sharing some thoughts with yourself. I know it's going to go from strength to strength, and we look forward to connecting with you at the next event.
Lovely, thank you very much.
Lots of great ideas, and we will.
Parachute jumps?
We will do it.
Not me.
I'm sure Eileen, you can be persuaded. Well, I think it's fair to say that the SARA team were absolutely right when they said that the quality of the exhibitors was going to be top class, and proving that that's the case, we're delighted now to be looking at what looks very much like the ideal go-to place for all doll furniture, wouldn't you say, Nicola?
I agree. I used to have a dollhouse pretty similar to that one over there. So I'm having like a nice trip down memory lane.
Working through it. And who could possibly be responsible for this awesome range, this cornucopia of delights? It could only be the one and only...
Mandy Blackett.
Mandy, how did you get involved with producing dolls materials in the first place?
I blame my husband. He made me a doll's house. He was a pattern maker, and he made me a doll's house, which was too big. And then he made me a small little market stall, and it went on from there. And I used to sell vintage collectibles, but now we've gone mad on dolls' houses.
It's so cool. I love it.
I mean, looking at the range of things here, do you have any particular favourites? I mean, presumably this is all part of the MB pre-loved dolls, houses, furniture and accessories company?
Yes, it is, yeah. I do have some new things, but on the whole, I buy everything secondhand. Some things we restore and we renovate, and some things we just leave as they are. Some of the old houses we just leave as they are. But one of my favourite things is the little vintage vacuum cleaner.
So I see that. Now, in a world where clearly we're all online, or supposedly all online, everything's virtual, we're actually having the Oculus Lift to work our way through that, is there still a demand for dolls' houses?
I was really shocked, actually, because I thought that they'd gone out of fashion. What's actually happened is shops have closed down But people still want dolls' houses. And I set up a little Facebook page, and the first day I set it up just to see how it would go. And I had 77 people contact me, and it's gone on from there. So, yes, there is definitely a demand for it.
And have you come far to attend and support the ESR event at Rushpool Hall today?
I've fallen down the hill from Loftus.
My dentist is in Loftus. She does a fine job, actually.
Yeah, they're very nice dentists and opticians. But our little dog that we've got actually came from Sarah.
So you're a classic case of somebody who actually sort of connects with that. And would you like to give the dog a name?
Oh, Duke.
Duke, for duly acknowledged. Nicola.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a Jack Russell Corgi cross. So he goes between being complete lunatic to falling asleep everywhere.
So pretty much like your average radio presenter. Only kidding. How can people get in touch with MP Pre-Love? Do you still have a Facebook page? Is that the best way if they can't make it to this event today?
Yes, I've got a Facebook page, which is MB Pre-Loved. Dolls houses, furniture and accessories, or they can contact me on 07861 450567.
And will you be out and about during the summer, or is it a case of no, I do my supporting thing for Sarah at Rushpool and that's pretty much it?
No, I'm out and about, and actually I'm having to put my heels in because this is moving very fast. Next week at Sedgefield Racecourse, the Cleveland Miniatures are having a dolls house fair. And it is publicised, it's quite well publicised, but they will be having a stand for the air ambulance.
Sounds absolutely good. And yeah, of course, I'm more of an action man person, personally, as I say from that point of view. But this is, I think, in many ways, a bit like Clown somehow. Dolls' houses can be a bit scary. Maybe it's the Doctor Who episode about peg dolls that I've never quite got over.
And do you know, some of the peg dolls, the actual original peg dolls, are very sought after and they're very expensive to get as well. If you get the peg dolls, grab them, phone me.
Sometimes the best interviewees are those who actually start off by saying, I don't really know much about this, I'm just helping out. We've got a perfect example here now with the delightful
Sandra.
Sandra, share with us what you've actually got here with this range of, I suppose, ladies' ancillaries, really.
Yes, it is. It's handbags and scarves. Normally it's just a mixture of everything, and we decided to separate the handbags and the scarves because some of them are so nice. We've got winter and summer. And hopefully we'll get plenty of people in to come and look through them.
I'm certain. Nicola, what appeals?
I don't know. It all looks so fun. I love a good handbag.
Well, this one here is very strange. It looks as if it's made of tissue paper. It's obviously waterproof.
I thought it was a sponge, actually.
Yes.
Richard.
Yeah, it's lots and lots of pieces of tissue put together to make a nice little fun handbag. So there's lots to choose from, so I hope we get people in to have a look around.
And what's your connection with Sarah?
I'm a friend of Anne, and I think you've spoken to her before.
FOA?
Yes, yes.
FOAD?
That's right. And she just asked me to come and help along. They're a bit short-handed today.
I'm sure you'll be doing some fantastic stuff. We're delighted to have managed to catch a few words with you before the onrush starts. More power to your good self. Many thanks.
Fingers crossed we'll all do well today for the animals.
So with the sound of Act Naturally in the background there, Nicola, what are your thoughts on our live musicians performing with their ukuleles?
I'm quite enjoying it. It's quite nice and fun. I like the vibes.
I think it's fair to say, with already lots of people coming through the doors to this Sarah event, it's a success. So well done to Sarah. And your thoughts on the event itself, Nicola?
It's quite nice. It's quite a nice little venue. It's very small, but you can tell that a lot of people are here for the right reasons. So it's nice. It's quite a good...
All you have to do is act naturally.